Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Grow Omaha, the only radio show that talks about economic development, construction, business expansion, and all of those things that make Omaha a great place to live or visit. Grow Omaha on News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Good morning and welcome to the Grow Omaha Show, sponsored by NAI MP Dodge, Omaha's premier commercial real estate company, and D&M Roofing. Grow Omaha is the area's only economic development and commercial real estate radio program. I'm Trenton Magid. My co-host, Jeff Beals, has band practice, or he has the weekend off, or both. However, I am honored to share the next hour with you and two local, very active and successful restaurateurs and entrepreneurs, Greg Cutchall and Alex Harrington. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Trenton. Morning, Trenton. Thanks for having us.
The Greg Cutchall has a very storied and amazing restaurant career, and I'd imagine you've opened over 100 restaurants.
Yeah, last count about 125, including acquisitions.
Excellent. And Greg heads Cutchall Management Company, and there's a number of restaurants we're going to talk about as we get into the show. And Alex Harrington has about seven Pickleman's restaurants locally, one in Lincoln, and you're going to have the seventh one is going to open up in on L Street Marketplace in March, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, next month.
Excellent. And so excited about it. So you guys have some of my favorite concepts. But before we get into the talk about restaurants, we are going to talk about the economic development news of the week. And the economic development news of the week is brought to you by Eagle Mortgage. Eagle Mortgage Company has been in business for nearly 30 years. They're licensed mortgage brokers serving Nebraska and Iowa. You have free consultations for purchases and refis. Get pre-approved. Go to eaglemortgagecompany.com. And they're on 114th and Davenport, just south of 114th and Dodge. And Jeff always talks about the pre-approval letters. And it is very important with this competitive housing market. You definitely want to talk to Holly and the folks over at Eagle Mortgage, and they will take good care of you. Well, the economic development news, the brick structure is started a nearly $9 million makeover is posed to turn the former vacant South Omaha Eagles Club into headquarters for the Nebraska Urban Indian Health Coalition. 26,000 square feet at 2226 North N Street, or excuse me, 2226 N Street, that is in South Omaha. It's to operate in part as a 20-bed residential facility where people struggling with behavioral disorders can get treatment, a very worthy service. And so that is a great added part to South Omaha. Thanks to our friends over at Landmark Group, I found an article about after a slowdown in rental growth during the spring and summer of 2020, rents are back on the rise. A new report from CoreLogic shows that national single-family rental prices, those single-family houses, increased 3.7% year-over-year in November and are now above the levels before COVID-19 pandemic started. This is in contrast to rents for the multifamily properties, which have decreased, and this is nationwide, by the way, maybe not in Omaha, as tenants preferences shifted away from high-density apartment buildings to low-density single-family homes. And we know that in Omaha, apartment rents and apartment occupancies have really done well, and landlords are amazed at the retention of tenants and the rent stability. So Omaha has always seemed to do better than the local market. And finally, the 20th Street or 204th Street corridor, Highway 31 and Highway 6, starting at West Center Road going south, it's just been on fire lately. You've got Very many active developments in addition to the southwest and southeast corners of 204th and West Center Road, where you'll find a Hy-Vee Fresh and Fast coming soon, Starbucks coming soon. It joins the Edge 204th Apartments. Jesse Calabretto is really getting that leased up. And the Victory Lane, which is some cool car condos, man caves, kind of buy your facility, store your fancy cars there, and have some camaraderie and car shows coming. And that's a really neat project. But if you go farther south, you've got a big development on 204th and F coming, the southwest corner, and then two corners of 204th and Q. So most of that land along 204th Street headed towards Gretna has really, it's in developers' hands, and it's, the infrastructure's in, the highway's in, the curb cuts are in. So it's definitely an area of a big explosion. So what I want to do is I want to take a our first quick break and then come back with Greg Cutchall and Alex Harrington and really dive into a industry, the restaurant industry, which is certainly essential, but no other industry has faced what they've had in the last year. So stay with us. You're listening to Trenton Magid, Greg Cutchall, and Alex Harrington on News Radio 1110 KFAB, The Grow Omaha Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Grow Omaha Show, the area's only economic development and commercial real estate radio program brought to you by NAI MP Dodge and D&M Roofing. I'm Trenton Magid. Jeff Beals has the week off. As Eric was saying, D&M Roofing is a full-service certified roofing contract with more than 50 years of experience in all areas of roofing services for both residential and commercial roofs. You can count on D&M for speedy, reliable service when you need them the most. No job is too big or too small. They offer affordable solutions for everyone. D&M Roofing experts are highly skilled and have all undergone rigorous training. I use them on my roof. They replaced my roof in 2 days and did a fabulous job. They also, for commercial roofing, I know that they will do a drone, and they have all kinds of technology to tell if there's leaks on your roof and if there's any kind of moisture underneath your roof. So definitely go to dandmroofing.com. That's dandmroofing.com, and they will take care of you. Also, I know it's cold out there, but the stores at Nebraska Crossing have their heat on, and it's nice and warm. So rush on in there and make sure you sign up for the Fast Cash app to get cash back when you shop at Nebraska Crossing Shopping Center. Earn 15% Fast Cash on every purchase at Nebraska Crossing. Shop over 70 premier brands and earn cash back to use later at your favorite stores. Just go to the next NEX app by downloading it at the Apple Store. And it will securely link your preferred credit card credentials. You can shop at all their stores, Tory Burch, Kate Spade, New York, Polo, Ralph Lauren, Nike, Under Armour, Coach, Michael Kors, Untuckit, the new Tecovish store, Vineyard Vines, and all of your favorite stores out there. Well, I've been excited for this weekend to come because these two gentlemen in the studio with me today have really been busy feeding Omaha and, in Greg's case, feeding a lot of different cities. And the restaurant industry, we've all heard about it on national and local radio. We've all wondered whether it's safe to eat at your favorite restaurants. Do you pick up? Do you take out? Do you eat outside? Not this week, but do you, is it a new norm? Is it a temporary? And so I want to start by letting these gentlemen introduce themselves. Alex Harrington, the owner of the Pickleman Stores. It is a regional chain. And Alex, take it away.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having us, Trenton. I've been an Omaha resident for seven to eight years. Been building out the Pickleman's brand here locally. Been really ingrained in the community. With Pickleman's, we sell like toasted sandwiches, salads, soups. We deliver in-house, so we had a little bit of benefit there. through COVID. And, yeah, I'm just happy to be here in the community.
Well, and you really stood out because one of your dedicated delivery people on bicycle in the snowstorms and stuff, one of your guys downtown got some great press in the Omaha World Herald about come rain, shine, snow, slush, whatever. The World Herald kind of picked up on that, and that's always some good press.
Yeah, we've had that downtown Omaha location since 2012 in the Barker Building. And, yeah, with in-house delivery, our team goes above and beyond, whether it's a snowstorm or not. And we have one guy that's been working for us for a long time and rides his bike every day. So, yeah, we're just happy to be here and thriving in the community.
And Greg Cutchell, I've known you for a long time, and both of you, I've done real estate deals with you and restaurant deals, and it's been a pleasure. Greg Cutchell heads Cutchell Management Company, and I know that you started in the summers working for your dad and your uncle at A&W and KFC restaurants, and you've been at this for quite a while. Give us kind of an overview of Cutchell Management Company and what you're into.
Well, I actually came to Omaha to go to college. Spent the summers here with my dad growing up, and like I said, helped him and my uncle in their A&Ws. But came here to just actually take a year of college, and then I was going to be a photographer. I was transferring to Santa Barbara, California. And things kind of changed. I was assistant manager at a KFC and saw a huge untapped opportunity for economy catering, I guess you could call us. So developed a program that was adopted nationally, and I decided, you know, if I don't have to work in a restaurant, one restaurant 18 hours a day, you know, 6 days a week, this isn't a bad career path. So it was with KFC for about 14 years, became marketing director, vice president, and in 86 organized a leverage buyout of the company with some investors, and stayed with them as a president and CEO for about 3 years, and then wanted to break out on my own, so left and started Cutchell Management Company in 89.
Give us an idea of some of the concepts you have locally, because I know it's a lot.
Currently, we have the Six First Watch, three Jams American Grills. We have two Paradise Bakeries, 15 Sonics, 15 Domino's. Oklahoma Joe's. And our newest addition is Mouth of the South at 168th and Center.
Love that. And I'd ask you what you do in your spare time, but you don't have any. You don't have spare time. What I like about having Greg on the show is that you've got quick service restaurants, you've got limited service, you've got Sonic, which is mostly eat in your car or takeaway, and then you have the Mouth of the South, and you have other sit down restaurants, Paradise Bakery and Oklahoma Joe's, and different things like that. Both these gentlemen, by the way, have restaurants at Exarban Village. Greg has Oklahoma Joe's. Alex obviously has Pickleman's. And Greg also has First Watch in the shop Exarban on 72nd and Pacific. So I want to talk during this hour about how Omaha stands versus the rest of the country and what's going to stay around, and there's so many things. We get into technology, we get into new entrants to the market, we get into everything. But let's start out, Greg, with how your quick service restaurants are faring versus full service restaurants over the last year.
Well, that's one of the things that saved us was being diversified as we are. We're in really all three categories, quick service, fast casual, and full service. And our quick service division, Sonic and Domino's, actually had slight increases in sales, where we suffered some 50% declines in our full service restaurants. Our fast casual restaurants were somewhere in between. What's interesting, some other concepts I have, Lolo's in Dallas, Salty Senorita, and Kasai Japanese Steakhouse in Scottsdale didn't get impacted surprisingly as much as Omaha. We're down at Salty and Lolo's, but a lot less than we were here in Omaha. And our Kasai Japanese Steakhouse, when we reopened it, we did some little rebranding, added some more teppan tables, and they're actually beating last year's sales operationally. And the surprise to me is that the COVID outbreak was considerably worse in Arizona. But just the mindset, I guess.
That's interesting. Now, Alex, you with Pickleman's, you're already set up for bicycle delivery with takeout, car delivery, obviously. And how did Pickleman's fare over the last year?
Sure. Yeah, you know, we had the benefit of in-house delivery, and that's been our bread and butter for years, even before COVID. And our restaurants, our suburban restaurants, have fared very well. We just opened one in August last year at Elkhorn, 204th and Pacific.
Your first drive-thru?
Yeah, with a drive-thru, and that's been exceptional. You know, our downtown business district ones, percentages are down, you know, 25%+ revenue. But yeah, the suburban ones have been outstood. You know, they've done great. And yeah, we're just looking forward to getting another one open in a suburban area.
How have, Alex, how have employees handled the shift over the last year?
Oh, it's, you know, the employees have been stressed. I mean, I think we've seen a little bit of relief. People are used to it, you know, used to wearing masks and extra cleaning and all those things that we have to do during COVID. But I feel like the employees have been resilient. You know, I think Omaha people are resilient, and you know, I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel with this, and you know, our people they're ready to be back to normal or greater than normal.
I think we all are. Greg, so with your 60-something restaurants, and you own a lot of real estate as well, a lot of the restaurants that you're in, as well as other real estate, but you also have a lot of layers of management, and you're handling a lot of people, and you're dealing with banks and all that kind of stuff. And I've read some articles featuring you, and in your long career so far, have you what do you take from it?
That's overwhelming, really. But as you mentioned, I've got a lot of great people, a lot of longevity. Some of my guys have been with me 20 years. You know, I've got a solid layer of area managers, a great office staff that I'd say the average tenure there is well over 10 years. And, you know, just good, loyal people that are dedicated to helping the company grow and succeed.
This is unprecedented in most industries, and people always ask me about the real estate market and you know, how has COVID affected prices? How has COVID affected this? And most of my answer is it certainly affects us, but I think a lot of it is too early to tell. And so when we come back, I want to talk about what changes that have been made due to the pandemic versus what changes are going to stay, you know, whether washing your hands or wearing masks and things like that. And once this thing is over, how long does it carry into the future? So we will be right back. You're listening to Trenton Maggott, Greg Cutshall, and Alex Harrington on Grow Omaha Show, 1110 KFAB.
You've heard of hypothermia. It's real and it can kill. And here we are, the coldest weekend of the year. Here's what you need to know. It's on the morning news page, KFAB.com.
Welcome back to the Grow Omaha Show, the area's only economic development and commercial real estate radio program, brought to you by NAI, NP Dodge, Commercial Real Estate, and D&M Roofing. I'm Trenton Maggott. Jeff Beals has the week off, and NAI, NP Dodge is the place to go, a place where I have worked for 5 years, and I just had my five-year anniversary in my 27-year career so far, going strong. I'm about halfway there, hopefully a little bit more. And we do everything with business real estate, whether it's whether it's retail, office, industrial, land, sell investments, apartments, anything to do with commercial real estate, investment real estate, give us a call. Ask for Trent and Maggot. I'm the one that gets up early on Saturday to hang out with you and hopefully give you ammunition for your cocktail party tonight, and whether it's virtual or in person with safe social distancing. Well, it is time for your Noddle Development Company Spotlight. Noddle Development Company is a Omaha-based full-service real estate development company and can be reached at noddlecompanies.com. And congratulations to Jay Noddle and all the folks over there changing our skyline, literally. They are 50 years old, so 5 years for Trenton at NP Dodge and 50 years for Noddle Development Company, started and headed by Harlan Noddle and Jay Noddle's father. And Jay Noddle has exponentially grown it. And you know them for Exarban Village, the soon-to-open Valmont headquarters out on West Dodge Road, the Builders District over by the ballpark in that area. You've got the ever-expanding Village Point Medical Building, River's Edge in Council Bluffs on the other side of the bridge. And now they're really expanding into residential projects. They've got one in Midtown. And so congratulations to Noddle Companies and all you do, and Jay Noddle and the group. And we appreciate you sponsoring our show. And we're going to have Jay on live in the next couple weeks, so be sure to listen to that. But now we're going to get back into our discussion on restaurants, everything restaurants, with Alex Harrington with Pickleman's Restaurants and Greg Cutchall with Cutchall Management Company. And one of the your biggest expenses and one of the thing that makes restaurants the family atmosphere is the human capital. And by that, we're talking about employees. And there's been a lot of talk about nationally about $15 minimum wage. There's been a lot of talk about how you handle your staffs during this pandemic. And Greg, there's a lot of sides to this. And I understand that locally, a lot of employees of restaurants make a lot more than $15 an hour between base and especially full-service restaurants with tipping, even the quick service. Some of them have tips and things like that. Can you explain what the controversy is all about and whether it's a good thing for the nation as well as Omaha?
You know, it's not one of those things. It's not a fix-all. Doing it nationwide makes no sense. It should be left up to the states. It's going to be detrimental in a lot of ways. You know, it'll eliminate any of us giving our employees overtime. You know, right now, if they're making $10, $11 an hour and they get some overtime, we're okay with that. $15 an hour, that'll go away. I think the segment that it hurts the worst is servers. They have to have a tip tax credit in there. To your point, most of our servers in our full-service restaurants are making $25 to $50 an hour. But their base is only $2. In Omaha, it's $2.35. Now, of course, if for any reason they would not make $15 an hour in tips, which I've never had happen, we'd make up the difference. You know, so we make sure that, you know, they would be making that $15 an hour. But what could happen, and I've heard other guys in the industry talk about it, is we raise our prices 20% and eliminate tipping. That would be devastating to the servers, because they're going to go from making $30, $40 an hour in some cases to $15 an hour.
Well, what happens to food prices if this $15 minimum wage is enacted?
Like I said, we'll have to raise our prices probably at least 20% just to stay even keel, which long term it hurts your business, it hurts your sales, and people will, it'll be a boost for the grocery stores because people will be cooking at home more.
Wow, that doesn't sound good. It'll be interesting to see what Congress does with that. Also, Alex, I know that you do your own delivery, and Greg, I think you have some of your own delivery people as well as some of these third-party vendors. everyone has heard of probably Grubhub or DoorDash and Uber Eats, and there may be a new one coming to town. How, Alex, let's start with you on delivery. You made the decision to have your own delivery people, and you don't use those third-party delivery services. How does that work for you?
Sure. Yeah, we were founded with the principle of having our own in-store, in-house delivery team.
So you have a minimum order, but it's very low.
And we have a minimum order of $5. You know, you could order one sandwich or just one soup or five cookies. And that allows us to control the whole process, from us making the food to delivering it right when it's completed, gets to the customer much faster. If there's an issue, they can call us, the customer can call us directly. We can handle the issue directly, and it's our fault. We can take responsibility for it. We're accountable for those issues. If it's great, usually it's outstanding. We can take responsibility for that too, and we can make it outstanding. We can control our own destiny with the in-house delivery. You know, we have to have a bigger team. We have more employees because of it. Touching on the $15 minimum wage, we see a lot of our employees, kind of like Greg mentioned, he's got a lot of employees. I have the same. We're already pushing $10, $11, $12, $13 an hour. So it's going that way on its own. It comes back to merit, hard work, the company's treating their people right, and, it's headed that direction without any national interference, in my opinion.
Now, Greg, you've got a ton of restaurants, and you've got a number of concepts. For instance, in Domino's, you probably have your own delivery drivers.
Yes.
Okay. But different concepts. I mean, you'd have to either have a fleet of vehicles or a fleet of employees with their own vehicles. What's your take on those third-party services? Because the talk nationally in my research was that some of these places can charge 20 or 30%, and it almost makes it a zero-sum game.
Yeah, we view it kind of as a necessary evil. We've been fortunate to be able to negotiate some better percentages, but there's still double digits, 20%. Our logic on it is that if we don't offer it, they're not going to come into the restaurant. If they've decided they want to eat at home and they want it delivered and we don't offer that, they're going to just call somebody else. So, we've gotten better at it. Most of our restaurants don't upcharge that. We're looking at that, maybe adding $5 or $6 to the tab to help offset some of those margins. But it increases your costs all the way around. Not only the percentage that's paid to the delivery company, but to go packaging is expensive for nice stuff, for nice products. So,
some concepts are really hard to recreate to go. I mean, certainly the fancy restaurants, steak places and different things like that, or if you have a tuna tower or something that comes to mind, and it comes in parts and pieces, and you don't get the presentation.
No, and to Alex's point, having your in-house delivery like we do at Domino's and he does at Pickleman's, delivery services can't compete with that. Domino's, we average 23 minutes in Omaha delivery, and I'm sure Alex is way better than the average delivery time for DoorDash and Grubhub and those guys. So you don't have a guy taking two or three orders at a time, and waiting an hour and a half sometimes
right.
to get your food, and then when you do get it, it's really subpar. So that's a concern of ours too, especially in our full service restaurants where somebody's paying $15-$20 for a nice dinner. We want to present our best product all the time, and sometimes that's hard to do when it's third party delivery.
Absolutely. Good stuff. And we're going to take our last quick break of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to have the lightning round brought to you by Turner Construction and continue our discussion with Greg Cutshall and Alex Harrington. I'm Trenton Magid. You're listening to The Grom Haw Show brought to you by NAI MP Dodge and D&M Roofing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Baker. While you are freezing this weekend, why don't you warm up with the Chris Baker page? All kinds of entertaining, interesting, and informative stuff there for you at KFAB.com.
Welcome back to the Gromaha Show, sponsored by NAI MP Dodge and D&M Roofing. I am Trenton Maggott. Jeff Beals has the weekend off, but he will be back with us next week. It is time for the lightning round, sponsored by Turner Construction. You've probably heard of Turner Construction on the show a lot, but if you know anything about construction, they're one of the world's largest construction companies based in New York City, and they are building an amazing data center out on Highway 50. Turner is building the future with over 150 full-time employees here in the area, 40 of whom are local to Omaha. They are a national builder of healthcare, commercial, education, and pharmaceutical manufacturing. However, no job is too small. They do a ton of build-outs. The vast majority of their projects are $1 to $5 million. They've had over 800 projects in the last year that fell within that range. An entire department is dedicated in the Omaha area to do smaller tenant improvement renovation projects. And don't be afraid to look up Turner Construction. They're great guys. They have an office down in the Mastercraft building, that renovation project down by Nottle Company's Builders District. So thank you to Turner Construction for your continued support of our show. And we're going to have one of the representatives on in the near future. Well, Allegiant Airlines, I don't know if you guys took advantage of this, but nonstop from Omaha, we'll call it International Airport, but it's really Omaha Epley Airfield, a major bone of contention with Jeff and I on the show, as people know. Direct flight to LAX, Los Angeles International Airport. The rates were as low as $69, but I have a feeling that they're going to be a little bit more expensive. But they're going to have routes operating twice weekly, and I believe that starts June 4th of this year. A bit of sad news in your industry. I don't know if you guys heard about it, and I think this is a full life by anybody's standard, but S. Presley Blake, Greg, did you ever meet him?
I don't believe so.
The co-founder of Friendly's restaurant chain, who he started with his brother Curtis in 1935, has passed away at the age of 106. The Blake brothers opened their first Friendly ice cream shop in Springfield, Massachusetts in 1935. Using a $547 loan from their mother, they sold double scoop ice cream cones for 5 cents each. It's a little bit smaller now, but the brothers sold the company to Hershey Foods in 1979 for $164 million. So rest in peace, Wesley Blake, and thanks for your contributions to the restaurant industry. Interestingly, David Simon, who heads the country's largest real estate investment trust, Simon Property Group, has had a tough year with enclosed malls and a lot of their different properties. However, he estimates that they lost 13,500 days of operation, amounting to 20% of their business for 2020. But on a high note, in their fourth quarter earnings call, he marveled at the REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust, $330 million outlay in struggling companies that rung up $3.5 billion in digital sales. So if you can't beat them, join them, I guess, in this case. That was generated from the e-commerce sites of retailers and its tenants that the company either purchased itself or with partners over the last 18 months, including Forever 21, Brook Brothers, and JCPenney, among others. Well, let's get back to the restaurant industry. And the technology out there has been perfected. It continues to be perfected, and you both have a major online presence with your mobile apps and people going to your websites and ordering online. Greg, what percentage of your food is ordered online? Do you know?
Well, it depends which concept. Domino's now is up to 75%.
Wow! So people have kind of a standing order. They push a button and
right.
And the food comes.
Yeah, basically.
A little different than when you started.
They're pretty sophisticated, for sure. They're a great company. But, yeah, I would still say on the takeout side or delivery side, it's at least 75-80% through the app, either our app or the delivery service company's app.
Alex, how about for Pickleman's?
Yeah, Pickleman's app. We have a Pickleman's app and our website. Online ordering would entail, you know, for our college market, be over half of our sales.
Like people save orders and then just hit a button, say, what I had last Thursday.
Yeah, you can have your preferred order. You know, and you have deals on there too. So, you know, similar to the Domino's app, you can find deals, a Super Bowl special, or, you know, different things that we're doing in the community. Even like we offered profit shares with local organizations. We promote that on our app. So then, you know, they know they can come in that night and support a local charity. So, yeah, we've really dived into the online presence.
You know, if I could, I'd like to make one point that a lot of people don't know. If you are ordering from one of your local restaurants and you want to use Uber or DoorDash, I recommend that you go to that restaurant's website and hit delivery. It'll then kick you to whatever delivery service they use, but the fees are almost half for the restaurant if the business is generated from that restaurant's website initially.
So that's a great way to support your local restaurants.
Yes.
Is to go, and I've thought of that too, and I usually do that. I go right to the website of that restaurant. That's a good point, Greg.
Or just go pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even
better. Yeah, definitely.
That'd be even better.
Absolutely.
And pay cash. But you don't want those credit card fees either.
What's cash?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, did you see that they're having cashless, the CHI Health Center and TD Ameritrade Park is cashless now, and if you only have cash, you put it into a ATM machine, and it actually kicks you out a Visa card, and if you don't use that Visa card, you can use it any store that Visa has if you have extra cash left on there or money left on there. So we're going to a cashless society, but all the information that is collected, though, from all your digital apps and everything else, you know, we hear about what Google is capable of and Facebook is capable of, but are you able to use that information to fine-tune your menu and fine-tune the customer experience, Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can track what's selling through that information, you know, capture emails for future promotion. So, yeah, technology's, you know, it's tough, especially for the smaller chains, to have a much of an advertising budget, you know, to buy radio and TV. The bigger chains have that luxury. So social media is the absolute most economical way, although it's wearing some people out in terms of, you know, I get 200 emails a day.
Easy. Clutter.
Bombarded. Yeah. You know, we've been marketing-wise, you know, through our app and through social media, we've been pivoting into text message marketing. But, you know, with that, similar to what Domino's has done, is the only text what you would get would be, you know, really great discounts, us giving back to our customers, you know, to make a text message marketing or online presence, you know, really be felt.
I want to give a shout out to some people we really admire, Stacy Winters and the folks over at Omaha Food Lovers. Both of your businesses have really benefited. There's last count I saw 52,000 members, you know, organically grown, real members of Omaha Food Lovers Facebook page. Check it out, join it. They do an amazing job, and they have saved a lot of restaurants locally. And so Jeff Beals will be with me next week. I'm Trent Maggett, and Greg Cutshall, thank you, and Alex Harrington, thank you. We'll be back next week on 1110 KFIB. This is the Grow Omaha Show.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.